Next up is Bread and Butter, a culinary chronicle with Lael Gilbert.
UPR has a statewide audience, so here at Bread and Butter, we try not to fixate on specific food venues. Because why would we torture you folks in Richfield or Vernal with the news that there's a restaurant near here that serves mouth-watering barbacoa quesadillas with handmade tortillas cooked to a toasty crisp, melt-in-your-mouth shredded pork, dark brown candy-like caramelized onions, and a side of tangy and colorful jalapeno sauce? That wouldn't be nice. But today I do need to mention one place specifically. It's an Indian restaurant here in Logan called Tandoori Oven. I mentioned this place because I wanted to talk about a dish I had there. Lamb tikka masala. You may know that tikka masala is curried meat slow cooked in a spicy sauce with onions, bell peppers, tomatoes, and cream. It's delicious. But I was pondering last week, not just lamb at Tandoori Oven, but all lamb is a weird tasting food. Some places in the world treat lamb like a staple meat, but we tend not to eat much lamb in Utah, and it can be hard to find on menus or even at grocery stores. If you've never had lamb before, this type of meat can taste gamey, maybe? It's not even really a taste, I think, as I was scooping it up with my garlic naan, as much as something your mouth just kind of senses. The first time I had lamb, it was actually mutton, which is meat from an older sheep. I was 12 years old, and the taste literally made me gag. The earthy flavor was overwhelming to my somewhat inexperienced palate, but now I like it. Kind of. I like it and I hate it, both at the same time. I don't crave lamb the same way I crave fresh peaches or dark chocolate, but when I eat it, there's this bizarre attraction to the flavor that keeps me going, kind of like not being able to look away from a gory roadkill. It's the same way I feel about goat cheese. In fact, goat cheese and lamb both have that same peculiar taste. It's tart and rotten, meaty and pungent. It's obviously hard to describe, and not just for me. Not much has been written about lamb's weirdness, besides the science behind it. That gamey taste, for lack of a better term, lies in the meat's fat and as a result of the animal's diet. What it all comes down to is a particular type of fatty acid that lambs have and beef and chicken don't. It's called branched chain fatty acid. This is something that humans can detect at really low levels. Gaminess is ambiguous because it's largely detected by the receptors of our harder-to-describe fifth taste, umami, which is why it hardly feels like a taste at all. Animals that are grass-fed rather than grain-fed or that eat a wild diet will come across as more gamey. The same effect of diet is even more obvious in the milk of nursing females, which is why I pick it up in the goat cheese. But the word gamey really does get a bad rap. It's definitely a stronger, more wild flavor, but blue cheese is strong and huckleberries taste wild. If I had grown up eating lamb and drinking goat's milk, would it have taken me so long to enjoy it? My husband says I analyze my food too much, and I probably do, because even though I can't quite describe or decipher the taste of lamb, I'm still going back for more. This is Lael Gilbert for Bread and Butter.